West Coast. Ain't no reason I got a West Coast. What is up, everybody? It's your boys at Beehive Sports. This is the Off-Field Generals podcast. You got your boy, Wiss. We got Hunter here, as always. And the rotation between Devin and Tavo. We got Tavo here! Hey, finally! Sorry.
It's finally called your name, Tavo.
Man! Only been forever.
In our defense, we've had like them plan the last 2 weeks with Tavo.
True.
And then...
things happen.
I don't know what.
Life.
Last week... you had like basketball,
yeah,
which I mean it's not like that came up, but it was more just like, hey, I
can't get out
play
of
basketball.
I was like, I can't get out of it. I made a commitment to my squad.
I mean, ball's life. So
exactly, yeah. Ball's life. And you know what,
like, did you go to that, Tavo? Were you part of that?
Yes, sir.
Well, what the heck. So I got left to dry. I didn't even get invited to play basketball.
I want you to understand what kind of basketball we're playing here. It's
what
dunk
kind
ball
of basketball?
No, yeah, he's
and
been...
you dunk on 10-foot hoops. We cannot. So we I've seen it.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear it. I watched it happen.
Probably not currently.
That's fine. But on like we're dunking on what, 8.5 now? 8?
So you guys are playing dunk ball.
Yeah.
And you're just not, you're telling me I can't record the podcast this week because I'm going to go play basketball. And then just not even like a courtesy invite of like, do you want to come play?
Here's the deal. All right.
The deal was apparently I'm too tall.
Hold on. Here's the deal. I dropped the ball on that. 100%. I apologize. Now, part two
My
of this.
Is no.
Here's the deal. All right. I was getting assassinated, okay, in that group chat, even by Tavo, who was supposed to come here too, because they were all like, cancel the cast. Hashtag cancel the cast. Tavo went hashtag cancel the cast. And I'm like, you son, what is happening right now? I got just bombarded, bro. I didn't have a choice.
Look, I asked... Tavo, create a group chat like of people who are actually like down to like talk sports, because like we have like our Beehive Sports group chat, but like Devin is working, pushing furniture, moving furniture around, you know, selling
on furniture, doing his thing.
So Devin's doing that, and then I don't know, Talma just like will chime in like once every like 2 weeks with like one text, and then he'll just like disappear again.
Yeah.
So I told Tavo, I was like, yo, create a group chat like with all your contacts that are like actually down to like have discussions. Because like things will pop up during the week where I'm like, yo, like what about this? Like check this out. And like everyone's like, you know, there's only 5 of us in there. We're half of them are working to the point where like they can't text back regularly. But I still haven't seen that group text.
I could set it up because I got some people that would be down.
We just need a mega group text.
Yeah, I'm down. I can poll triggers.
If you want to be in a group text, tweet us your phone number.
Yeah. DM me your phone number. Don't tweet it out because we're not going to get some creepos your number. We're not like that. But DM me
Verizon
your number.
Already gives it out.
True.
I've got, so when I was on T-Mobile, I would never get spam calls.
I get 4 a day on AT&T.
Shout out T-Mobile. I switched to Verizon last August, probably like 3 a day.
Yeah, I'm hitting about 4.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
I mean, the coverage and the data with Verizon is significantly better. The lack of spam calls better with T-Mobile.
It's just a price that comes with the benefit, you know?
That's true.
No free ads, but Verizon better in terms of coverage, data, whatever. If you care about cell coverage in like remote parts of Utah, like Verizon's your dude. But if you don't want to get spam calls 5 times a day, that's how I chose who I was going to vote for governor for Utah, because we had like the primary elections a couple weeks ago, you know,
yeah.
And it was like Huntsman or Cox, pretty much. Like it was a 2-horse race. I got probably at least 2 calls a day from Huntsman, and I did not get a single call from Spencer Cox. And I was like, Spencer Cox is my man. Spencer Cox gets my vote
because
he's not freaking calling me every half an hour.
He let me make my decision.
Yeah. My man.
My man.
He was also at my wedding, so that's also kind of why I voted for him.
Got to do it.
This is not a political podcast. It's a sports podcast.
Never.
Who's not back. John Huntsman is not back as governor of the state of Utah.
Can't have it. Can't
have it. I mean, it hasn't been official because there's still the actual election coming up in November, but it's Utah. It's a Republican state. Spencer Cox is, you know, most likely, we'll say, your next governor.
Yeah.
So who's not back is John Huntsman. Who is back, though, Alex? Let's hear it.
Man, well, they were for sure back. They were kind of back a couple weeks ago because I was dibble-dabbling, right, in with them. But they're full-fledged back today because I did about 9 of them while I was at work. And that is fantasy football mock drafts.
Are you still on the mock draft grind?
Bro. And I started doing some wild stuff. You know what I mean? Like, what's it going to look like I do this and this? Man, I was in cloud 9. It's been dead, man. People...
Who's the consensus? Who's number one overall pick most times?
Christian McCaffrey.
Still?
Yeah, hasn't changed. Some people.
Who went number one last year?
Saquon.
Last 2 years was Saquon, right?
Whew. So I was at work when we did our fantasy draft last year, yeah. And I think I had the third overall pick because I think number one was Saquon, number two was Alvin Kamara. And then I had number three, and I wasn't able to draft in time.
So
I auto-picked, and I auto-picked Christian McCaffrey.
And he helped you out, because he was freaking good.
Yeah,
he was your offense.
Yeah, he was the only good player I had, because then I drafted Baker Mayfield at my quarterback, and that was a disaster.
That's why there's always next year.
That's why we're going to do, an in-person, legit draft this year. So
it's
going to
be fun,
no one goes on.
That's why you need to get
auto-draft.
That board, Tabo, because that board you showed us was going to be pretty lit.
Yeah, it'll be dope. I mean, if the Schofields are in, right? They have a big basement, some couches. They got their own little kitchen. Pour up some drink, get some food.
We'll make it happen. Go ahead and order it right now while we're talking.
Yeah. I mean, I have my whole basement with a kitchen and two living rooms.
Again, I've been voting in Hunter's basement. That's where I want to go. I make that drive.
Plus, you guys haven't been to my place yet, so.
No, I don't think I actually have.
Yeah. It's open. As much as people want to hear us talk about the different amenities that we could bring up for a fantasy football draft, it is 50 days from the kickoff of the NFL season of today. 49 probably by the time you're listening to this. No NFL preseason, though.
Nope.
Whether that impacts... That probably doesn't impact a fantasy draft just because it's
now it's just you're not worried. Because usually you'd wait till after the preseason because people
injured,
get hurt.
Yeah.
You know, and so you don't want to draft a guy that gets hurt in preseason.
But you're also not going to be drafting guys who are fringe roster players anyway.
Right.
If the player you're drafting, if their season is going to hinge on their performance in the preseason, then you're probably not going to, you shouldn't be drafting them anyway.
No.
There are some late round running back pickups. It's this dude balled out in the preseason. You know, of all the 49ers running backs that had great years last year, how many of them needed a good preseason? I don't know, but
right.
I mean, preseason shouldn't impact really a fantasy draft all that much. But there is no NFL preseason. We're 50 days away from the start of the regular NFL season. I mean, please let us play. Please let us have an NFL season this year.
Oh boy.
The NBA kicked off today, so and not even their regular season or anything. It's scrimmages.
Yeah.
But so far, I think the NBA has had zero positive coronavirus tests since they entered the bubble.
Right. They're doing a good job.
Since the quarantine. Yeah. So I think you went into the bubble, and if you tested positive, then you had to quarantine for 2 weeks. And if you tested negative, then you were good to go. I think since the initial results of the COVID tests came back in the NBA bubble, no positives. So that's working. MLS has been playing. We'll wait to see what hockey's plan is. College football's kind of been all over the place. College football, it's the hardest to govern because there's 1,000 different teams and, stuff.
Just people
that aren't
getting
one governing.
Yeah, people aren't getting played, and it's it has to go off of what the school's going to do. There's just so many factors.
Yeah. But NFL seems they're kind of going full steam ahead. Other than no preseason. It seems they'll be playing at least, which is good. My who's back is Payne.
I like it.
Mookie Betts signed a 12-year, $365 million extension with the Los Angeles Dodgers today. He got traded from the Red Sox to the Dodgers, former MVP. Boston, why don't you just pay the man?
You got the money.
You have a MVP player who is entering his prime. And Boston's I don't think he's worth $350 million. So they trade him to the Dodgers. You're Boston. If it's, the Cincinnati Reds
right.
or the Pittsburgh Pirates or the Tampa Bay Rays or the Oakland A's, yeah, you probably can't afford to pay him $350 million, so trade him. But if you're the Boston Red Sox, like, you're one of the in a sport with no salary cap, you have the funds to pay the man.
Absolutely.
And it's just such a backwards decision to decide, I'm not going to pay an MVP player entering his prime. And right. instead, I'm going to trade him for nothing. Like, who'd they get back? Like, Alex Verdugo? Like, great. Like, yeah. Mookie Betts is one of the top, probably three players in baseball right now.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox traded him away for, you know, not much. And then he now signs this 12-year, $365 million extension with the Los Angeles Dodgers. So, pain.
So, goodbye forever.
Yeah. Mookie so, Betts. If you were a Red Sox fan and you had any sort of expectation that, hey, Mookie Betts might play this 1 year in Los Angeles and then re-sign with Boston as a free agent over the offseason, that dream is now shattered.
Did Boston, do we know if Boston offered him anything?
They were lowball. I think they were offering around $300, which like is still a ton of money.
That's a lot of money.
But like,
but was it still a 12-year? Like,
I don't know what the years was. I think it was like 10, 300,
which still almost
which
like
is like
evens
Bryce
out,
Harper.
But it's still close to evens out. If
yeah,
you're
but
12.
You, it's just overall more money. You know, like who cares about the it? Who? No one cares about the
per year. It's
per
what
year,
you're
it's about
get.
Overall. You know.
Right,
because like Mookie Betts is gonna be 40 years old when this expires, so it's not like after 10 years his contract would expire and then he'd go out and he probably wouldn't be able to sign a 2 year $65 million deal anywhere. So you might as well have that extra 65 and that extra 2 years thrown on.
Right.
But it's like if you're Boston, I just don't understand because 10 years $300 is essentially what Bryce Harper got. From I think it's exactly what Bryce Harper got from Philadelphia, or what Manny Machado got from San Diego.
Right.
I'd have to look up those numbers, but that's pretty much like the ballpark of where it was.
Yeah, I can double check real quick. But
Mookie Betts is significantly better than Bryce Harper or Manny Machado. So why is Boston, a team with all this money and the ability to pay, deciding that they're going to pay him the same as Bryce Harper and Manny Machado? When Mookie Betts is clearly the better player than Bryce Harper or Manny Machado, it just doesn't make any sense.
So real quick, it's a 13-year $330
for
Bryce Harper's contract.
Okay. So more years but less money.
Correct.
Yeah. And, I mean, Mookie Betts is better. Why would Bryce Harper be getting $330 and Boston would expect Mookie Betts to take $300?
Yeah, no, that's just...
What was Manny Machado's? Manny Machado's had to have been 10-year $300 then.
Yeah, because that sounds like... I don't know, that just sounds...
I mean, Mike Trout is like 12 for like 400. Like something crazy. Because Mike Trout is the greatest baseball player of all time. Tubbo, do you remember what the Machado deal was? Was it 10-300?
10-year 300.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like it's rather.
So pretty much Boston was thinking that Mookie Betts was the equivalent to Manny Machado, which is blasphemous.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad. I was reading a lot on that because I mean, listen, I'm obviously not been the biggest baseball dude. Like I don't know all the players. I don't know that because well, I don't have any excitement in the baseball world because I'm a Mariners fan. Why would I even care?
Hey, it starts tomorrow.
We're just so what, our losing starts tomorrow. Okay, yeah.
I think the Mariners losing starts on Friday, but the MLB season. I think Nationals Yankees first pitch tomorrow, which is like the first game.
All right. Well. Anyway, we're going to lose. That's all I know. But yeah, it was just like, you know, you get all of these, especially because I went to ESPN and just like reading up on some of the like reactions. They had some of like the people just that Boston fans.
Yeah.
All of them were just pissed. Oh, and it's just like, if you have a player of that caliber and you're going to lowball him and try to be like, you're not as good as Bryce Harper, not only do you like not like, because if I'm him, you don't even argue that. You're just like, I'm not going to try to fight a contract deal with you then.
Yeah.
Because you just, you're not giving me any. Yeah, you're not even like giving me what I'm worth. And so when the Dodgers are like, no, we'll give you more years and knock it up 65 mil. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Keep me, please. It's warmer here anyway. Bye.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't. I guaranteed he didn't make it hard. You know what I mean? Like, he was just like, you guys made this so easy for me. It's not even funny.
Yeah. Tabo, who's back of the week for you?
All right. I'm switching it. Not doing sports, but I'm doing one of your main men, a main man of yours, Hunter Miller. Kanye West.
What He's is back?
His what? What's back,
back? In a big way?
His, what? His, what's back? His bipolar the, disease yeah. or what? What
the,
part?
He got the album on Friday.
Yeah,
the album part's back. We're not going to talk. We're not going to talk about the crazy
upcoming albums. Anything like his recent Twitter game?
His Twitter game. His now current. You know, on the rocks, marriage, you know, campaign race. It's all
because I know there's
look,
like
he's
that
gonna
big
focus
thing,
on the music.
The big thing a little while ago,
I guess,
how he was like kind of brainwashed by Trump, and he was all like, you know what, like slavery was a choice, right? Like we as African Americans decided to do that. I was like, oh right.
I mean, you clearly didn't understand his actual meaning.
Yeah, but still, you
if you think that's what he was saying,
he said a lot of left field things.
Look, he has some very good points. He says he has some very good points. And he said, and his overall message is great, I think. It's just like the way he says it. Like, the whole slavery was a choice is a poor way of really saying that there's this, such a thing as like mental slavery. And then you become, you know, like what you were saying, Tabo, you brainwashed to a degree that you no longer like fight back or, you know, whatever it may be. And that's like what his point was with all that. So yes, his rants and his antics are back. I think he has some valid points, but that he just words them and expresses them very, very poorly.
Yeah, no, he's definitely, because he's what he's doing. He's on Twitter, so that doesn't help, you know, because he's not, you know, running what he's about to say, like what he types up through his head again to be like, is this...
You have assistance like, for that.
Yeah, does this make sense? No, he's out here spitting, man, just one after another, just
what
spitting
are you saying
it out.
About Kim and Chris?
Yeah,
last
listen,
days?
Bro, like...
I mean, there are some good ones.
There's like, some so like, funny,
they try,
dude.
They try to lock me
that
up.
That was so funny. He says, yeah, they're trying to make it turn, like, get out.
He's like, you know what that movie's about? It's about me.
And my favorite like, word, like, he'd be ranting, and then periodically he'd just tweet out Drake with the, like, thinking emoji.
I thought that was awesome. Because, like, Drake? You're in this such serious deal, then he's just like, actually, I'm going to spit this out, too. But, like,
Drake?
His mind is just going in a million different directions at the same time, and he's tweeting
this
it.
Dude, some medication, man.
Look, like he always says, name one genius that ain't crazy.
Me. Okay, I don't like how
said,
both of you looked
at me.
I said, yeah, the way you guys both looked
so
at me right there.
I think he said
I said genius,
genius
and not crazy.
All right, okay.
But yeah, I mean, the music is back.
Yes.
We'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah, Washes and his blood know. is oh, giving me hope.
Heat.
Bring it.
That's yeah.
So what is the name? It's Donda?
Yeah, Donda.
What's
the
other
name
part?
Of his mom?
Donda.
I think that's just the name of the album.
Oh, yeah, there's some. Oh, that's probably just like some titles that he's putting next to us.
Yeah, the picture they posted is the track list.
Yeah.
He's been posting a bunch of stuff, like the actual like titles.
Donda with Child, new album and movie this Friday.
I'm stoked. Movie, dude, little mini feature, dude.
We've been promised lots of movies though from him and we've never gotten them.
Yeah, listen.
Let's make sure it's not valuable. Make sure it's
valid.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I'm really lost.
Instead of getting mad at some tweets, though, let's get mad at some lists, something that
we
like to do a lot. Let's get mad at some Madden ratings. So the last few weeks, the Madden ratings have been pushed out and released, and so now we have a look at what these players are going to be ranked in the new Madden 21 video game. Let's take first. So I want to go through each kind of player position group, look at the top 10 in terms of ratings, and then you grade it out. So,
and we're giving the whole list a overall grade, like a 1 through 10.
Yeah, instead of 1 through 10, let's
like
do
a
letter grade.
Okay.
So let's grade out these lists.
Okay.
Number one, let's take a look at the top quarterbacks for Madden. So number one, I'll start with number 10. Number 10, we have Tabo's guy, Carson Wentz.
Okay, yeah.
Number who is an 84 overall. Number 9, we have Dak Prescott, also at an 84 overall. So Dak and Carson Wentz, the same rating. Number 8, Deshaun Watson at 86. Number 7, Matt Ryan, 87. Number 6, Aaron Rodgers, 89. Number 5, Tom Brady at a 90. Number 4, Drew Brees, 93. Number 3, Lamar Jackson, 94. Number 2, Russell Wilson, 97. And number 1, Patrick Mahomes at 99. Alex, you were saying you were going to save your this for your instant reactions. Your instant reaction and your instant grade.
Here's the deal on this. A little biased, right? Yeah. I still feel, personally, that Russell Wilson's the best built packaged quarterback in a sense. Like,
so you think that Russell Wilson should be above Mahomes?
Not necessarily. I just, because that's why I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's more of a biased like idea, right? It's hard to accept, but whatever. But I agree that Patrick Mahomes should be number one.
Yeah.
He's that good. He deserves it. Won the Super Bowl. Like, come on. Like, you got to get, pay respect, respect's due. Lamar Jackson at number three. I still don't know. I still don't know. Because, yeah, he had a great year. He ran a lot. Like, he's just going to be, you're going to use him like he would have Michael Vick in, what, 04 Madden? Madden 04? Or whatever. Yeah, like,
just unstoppable.
Yeah, like where you just run in circles. Like, that's what he's going to be. I still don't know if I can let Tom Brady drop all the way to five.
He is coming off a down season. So
sure.
The top five.
But is he better than Breeze? Is like, I don't.
Top five, I have no issue with. I would
probably
bump Brady to a 91, and I'd bump Aaron Rodgers to a 90. So they'd still stay
like
in
that.
This. They'd still
yes, because Aaron Rodgers deserves
six.
To be a 90. I would say. I agree.
They'd still say five and six. I would swap Matt Ryan and Deshaun Watson. So I'd have probably Watson at like an 88 and number seven, and then Matt Ryan is like an 86 at number eight.
Okay.
And then I think Dak at number nine is an 84 is good, and then I'd probably drop Wentz. I'd keep him at number 10, but I'd drop him to like an 83.
Yeah.
So I think that this list was really good. I think you have the right quarterbacks, and I think you have pretty much close to the right ratings, just small adjustments. So I would go an A- on the quarterback.
I like the A- grade, yes, just because of the adjustments. But who would be number 11?
Kirk Cousins.
Think Kirk Cousins?
I can look probably.
No, I don't know. I'm not saying like who it actually is. I'm just taking like if you were about to be like, okay, this is who like I would put as that 11th quarterback. Who would it be? Because I mean, if you think about it, I don't think we put Carson Wentz, Hunter and I, when we did our big old.
But like Madden ratings is different than who's actually the
like good,
like, well, like you know,
deserving of that spot. Because I don't know. I agree though. A- is a solid swing grade. Because you're not off. Like you don't look at this and you're not. There isn't someone on here that's you're like, what?
So 11 is Jimmy Garoppolo at 83 and Matthew Stafford at 12, also with an 83. And then Kirk Cousins at 13 at an 82.
Matthew Stafford is not above Kirk Cousins, but whatever.
If you were starting a team and you needed a quarterback, you would say that you'd go with Kirk Cousins over Matthew Stafford.
I would.
Take out who they're actually playing with and the roster around them and their situation.
Just the quarterbacks.
If you are the Indianapolis Colts and Matthew Stafford and Kirk Cousins are both free agents, who are you signing?
Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford, 10
That's
times out of 10.
That's clear for me. I can't be
10
like...
10 times out of 10.
If you pull up his,
10 times out of 10.
Pull up his
Matthew
career
Stafford.
Stats.
Matthew Stafford is much better than Kirk Cousins.
But then anyway, so real quick though, if you're saying you would drop, you think Carson Wentz should be dropped to an 83.
Yeah.
Okay. So Garoppolo's at an 83.
Yeah. So I would put Wentz at an 83 with Stafford and Garoppolo.
Then who's the actual number 10?
I mean, then you can just...
He's in is interchangeable.
You know, it's interchangeable. But I would say, I think that's what I would do.
The only problem with this list is that Wentz is 10. That's my only problem. With
so who
list.
Would you put at 10?
Garoppolo.
So you would say Garoppolo at it like
and it's
84?
Not like a huge. It's not like a huge.
Yeah, it's just a small thing. So A- for me.
Yeah,
Tabo?
So A-.
So when I was looking at it, I was thinking of a couple things. Their actual talent. And then also, you got to remember, like, it is a video game. It's like, who is the most OP? Like, who's going to actually dominate in the game? And so I would probably say, for Madden's sake, Lamar Jackson's got to be number two. Because whoever you play with Lamar Jackson, it's not fair. He's faster than anyone.
We'll see, like, what they're going to act, how he's going to be in Madden. Like, I'm sure he's not going to be broken.
I mean, in Madden 20, you couldn't guard him. And so they love him even more.
True.
So it's... but I would say like these 10, like the 10 names are pretty good. I like how much respect they're giving Russell Wilson. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he just came off a 13-win season. You got to give him a little more respect. Like, he's still a very dominant quarterback.
Yeah, I think he's a 90.
Deshaun Watson, I really like Deshaun Watson. I think his thing is not coming clutch in big games. Like, he's got to win a few more
games.
Yeah,
but he doesn't have a good, really, that like good of a team.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and they just traded away D-Hop.
So. He had plenty of playmakers. Was it Texans Saints? Is that the one the Saints came back? That crazy shootout? That was a game where, like, that
in
was...
In the playoffs? Because they're in the they're different conferences. So
no, not in the playoffs, but just talking about how you can have a great game and then you could, like, fall off. I remember when the Texans came to Philadelphia, they had a great first half and then he was just non-existent in the second half. But, like, they scored almost 30 points in one half.
But I still think he's better than Matt Ryan.
Yeah, Matt Ryan, like, I don't know why their team... His team's only winning 5-6 games. Like, he has the talent.
Yeah, so I mean, he has the best receiver in the NFL.
Their defense, their defense just is not great.
Yeah, their defense
so
is
So it
bad.
Really sucks if you're the only, like, that's your offense is the only thing that can save games. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, Matt Ryan has no excuse. So, yeah, I would have Watson over Ryan. But I'd say for the most part, I'd probably give it, if not an A-minus, then B+.
Yeah, I think the quarterbacks was solid. Running backs, you got number 10, Alvin Kamara, which is... quite the drop because he was considered like a top three back just like a couple of years
ago. Yeah, he just didn't show up enough.
Yeah.
You know?
They didn't involve him this last year.
In the offense. Thomas could tell you that from fantasy. He's like, why are they not giving Kamara the ball?
Yeah, you have to wonder. But he comes in at number 10 with an 88, tied with Josh Jacobs, who's number 9, also at an 88. Joe Mixon of the Bengals at an 89, coming in at the 8th spot. Number 7, Aaron Jones at a 90. Dalvin Cook, number 6, 91. Saquon Barkley, a 91. Ezekiel Elliott, a 92 at number 4. Number 3 is Nick Chubb with a 92. Derrick Henry, 93 overall at number 2. And then Christian McCaffrey, of course, the number 1 overall back at a 99. I would say that, like, the one thing that they got right on this list is Christian McCaffrey at number 1.
Yes, that's like this. Because
Saquon Barkley being 5th and then 91 overall behind Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry, and Ezekiel Elliott is blasphemous.
That was the one that messed me up the most. I saw Nick Chubb at 3.
Saquon Barkley should be like a 95.
I think he should be
95, 96. I would say is Saquon Barkley. He should be number 2.
Yes, and then Derrick Henry at 3.
Derrick Henry at 3, I like. Probably bump him up 1 to a 94.
Elliott at 4.
Right, and then Elliott at 4.
Elliott 4. And no, Elliott and Chubb are both tied with 92 overall, so it's interchangeable.
That's whatever. No, but Chubb is not a 92 overall. Like, you got to put Dalvin Cook above Chubb. Like, yeah. I think Chubb might could fall into number 6 for me.
Chubb, yeah.
I'm not okay with him being number 3.
Yeah. Zeke, Saquon Barkley, of course, and Dalvin Cook should probably jump Nick Chubb.
Correct.
Aaron Jones at a 90 seems a little high. Joe Mixon at an 89 seems high.
Here's the deal, man.
I'd probably put Josh Jacobs and Kamara over Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon should be like 10.
I put Alvin Kamara at 7 behind Chubb. Because he just didn't get played. Like, it was weird this last season. Like, they just didn't play him, it seemed like.
It was weird.
It just didn't make a lot of sense. So,
yeah. The next couple guys are Kareem Hunt and Le'Veon Bell. So I think the top 10 is probably right. I probably wouldn't say those two should jump into the top 10. But I probably would drop. I think Joe Mixon should be 10th. And I'd put Kamara and Josh Jacobs ahead of Joe Mixon. Aaron Jones, I'd probably drop him to an 89 overall. And then the top 5 is a mess. Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, the way
is
it should
in
go.
No way. Fit.
The way this top 10 should go, it should go McCaffrey, then it goes Barkley, then Derrick Henry, then Zeke, then Dalvin Cook, Chubb at 6, Kamara at 7, and then Aaron Jones at 8, then Jacobs at 9, so just stay there, and then Mixon at 10.
I was going to say a C-, but I'd probably drop him to a D just because
it makes no sense.
Saquon at 5.
Yeah, no, I'm going with a D because you screwed that up.
Tabo, your grade?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I'll probably go D+. I had Saquon in fantasy, and he was out for a couple weeks with the ankle. But
he's still the second best running back in the league.
The biggest legs I've ever seen.
Yeah,
those legs are monstrous.
Going into season, Talmadge told me, he's like, you know what, teams are going to start figuring him out. And, like, his stats, like, dropped drastically. So I was like, hats off to you. But, yeah, those as, like, athletes and people who, like, execute that position, like, Saquon Barkley at 91 is just a joke.
Yeah. Let's get to another pretty, I think, I would say bad list, and that's the wide receivers. Number 10, you have your guy, Tabo Keenan Allen, at 91. Number 9, you have Odell Beckham Jr., also at a 91. Number 8, you have Mike Evans at a 92. Number 7, you have Stephon Diggs, also at a 92. Number 6, you have Amari Cooper at 93. Number 5, you have Davante Adams at 94. Number 4, you have Tyreek Hill at 96. Number 3, you have Julio Jones at 97. Number 2, you have DeAndre Hopkins at a 98. And then number 1, Michael Thomas at a 99.
Number 1 is wrong.
Number 1 is wrong. Number 2 is right. Yeah, number 3 is wrong.
Yes.
Number 4 is right. Number 5 is absolutely wrong. Number 6 is absolutely wrong. And pretty much everything under number 4 is wrong, except for maybe number 10. I'd say number 10, number 4, and number 2 are the only three that they got right in this 10-person list. Because Julio Jones is the best wide receiver in the NFL.
I agree.
Julio Jones should be number 1. I wouldn't say he's a 99, but he should be a 98, and he should be number 1.
Right.
Michael Thomas should be like a 97.
Put him at three.
Tyreek Hill at a 96
is good. It's fine, yeah, at 4.
Davante Adams at number 5 and a 94. Davante Adams is not better than Stephon Diggs, Mike Evans, Odell Beckham Jr., Amari Cooper.
I could make the argument being better than Odell, but not Mike Evans, Diggs, or Cooper.
If you're telling me you're starting a team, you'd rather have Adams over Odell.
Yes, and it's not like a huge gap to me, but part of it, I don't like Odell's attitude with just everything he does.
But don't look at the attitude. Look at on the
just
field.
Just pure skill and on the field.
Odell,
it's close.
Yeah,
it's Odell's close, though. Like,
yeah, better than Adams. Odell is better than Adams.
I don't know which one to go for.
Mike Evans should be 5. Absolutely.
I agree.
Mike Evans absolutely
should be 5. That's a big body. That's a big man.
Mike Evans is absolutely 5th. Number 6, Amari Cooper, that should be Stephon Diggs.
Yes, Diggs.
Number
and then
7
Cooper.
Should be no, 7 should be Odell.
Okay.
8 should be Cooper, 9 okay. should be Adams, 10 should be Keenan Allen. And I don't even know about Keenan Allen, cuz I would say like Chris Godwin.
That would be a good that's a good fit there.
I need to see who's like the 11th wide receiver on this rankings. Let me pull up the EA Sports. Adam Thielen is 11th. Chris Godwin is an 88. He's like 16th. He's below Cooper Kupp, AJ Green, Allen Robinson, and Adam Thielen. I think Chris Godwin has a case to be top 10.
I agree. I 100% agree.
I'm not mad at including Keenan Allen. I think Keenan Allen's really good, but I would say Chris Godwin should be closer to the top 10 than an 88. Chris Godwin should be like a 90.
I would give him 89. Just one more bump up. Not a 90.
I don't think
he's proven enough to be a 90 yet.
I give this a C-.
I'm going with
you got the top 4 right.
I'm going to go with
the top 10.
Yeah.
It's just in a
I'm going to go with a C. I'll go with a C.
They got the top 10 right, I would say, but just in a wrong order.
Yeah.
Tabo?
There's definitely some pieces that need to move around. I honestly respect Michael Thomas at 1.
But a 99? You said Michael Thomas has a case to be the top 5 player in the NFL?
If you have to have the number 1 person, then the number 1 wide receiver has to be in the 99 club. That's harder, but I would say like they took the Saints' success, his stats, which is they're unreal. And yes, like I would say Julio Jones is a better athlete, but Julio Jones is in a garbage offense.
Which should tell you how good Julio Jones is playing in a bad offense and still putting up the numbers he does.
So putting up catches and yards, but he's not scoring. I don't know why Matt Ryan doesn't throw to him in the red zone.
I still think Julio's the best wide receiver.
Yeah, I would say
I always go back to if I was a GM and I was trying to sign one of these players, I'd sign Julio before I signed Michael Thomas.
Yeah, we also have to reward, right? There's accolades for people who have the best stats. So I respect Thomas at 1.
Well, so that's the question is, if you're doing the EA ratings, are you going off stats or going off of who's actually the better player?
You got to.
Because I think stats is a dangerous game to go off of.
Yeah, you have to find a balance.
Yeah.
But I was saying Julio Jones, for this year, I understand where they're coming from, making Thomas 1. That's not something that I'm going to fight you throughout the night for.
Why not?
I'm glad to see Keenan Allen in the top 10. Not a big fan of Cooper or Diggs. I honestly believe that
Diggs is good though. Diggs is really good.
Diggs is good, but I believe that like Thielen worked better in that offense than Diggs did.
Well, because which is why Diggs was unhappy and wanted out. But yeah, I think Diggs is the better receiver than Thielen.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to efficiency. But no, I would say the names for the most part are right. You just with every list, right? It's not going to be perfect. Everyone has their own perspectives, and you just need to move a couple people around. OBJ is a great athlete, but also he's just not putting up the numbers that he deserves for someone of his caliber. So I would say, sadly, like, yeah, he should belong in like the bottom three or four, but it could take one season for him to be back to like a, or for him to go to like a 94 or 95. So I'll probably, yeah, stick with C. It's just kind of like the all right range. Could be worse, could be better.
Moving on to the tight ends. So the tight ends, I think it's harder to get the ratings. I think it's fairly good with the one exception. Number 10, you have Darren Waller at 85. Number 9, you have Greg Olsen at 86. Number 8, you have Mark Andrews at 86. 7, you have Jared Cook at 87. 6, you have Evan Ingram at 88. 5, you have Austin Hooper at 89. 4, you have Zach Ertz at 90. Number 3, you have Rob Gronkowski at a 95.
Disrespect.
Number 2, you have Travis Kelce at 97. Number 1, you have George Kittle at 98. I think everything is correct except for number 3. I don't see how Rob Gronkowski, coming off of a year of not playing, he's a year off of football. He hasn't played a full season in like 5 years. And we just don't know what he'll look like because he's older. Right. He's injury history. He's coming off of a year in which he didn't play. I don't know how you could put him at a 95. I think he should be in the top 10, absolutely. But I would say more in the 86 to 88 range as opposed to 95. Because 95 is very, very high.
Absolutely. Very high. Yeah, 100% very high.
I mean, he has if he was wide receiver, he'd be the fifth best wide receiver. Rob Gronkowski is not the fifth best wide receiver. He's not the third best tight end right now. He could be by the time the season's over.
Yeah.
But a 95 and the third best tight end after not even playing at all in 2020... Or 2019,
yeah.
I don't see how they could put him that high up.
Yeah, no, I agree. I still don't know about Greg Olsen even because Greg Olsen's just getting old. Like I feel like he didn't even do a whole lot.
Tight end, there's not a whole lot of like elite tight ends,
right? And it's hard, right? That's why you look at that back end. It's just kind of like okay. So I mean, I guess for the most part, I'd agree. Yeah, Rob being up at 3, maybe you could probably kick him down to 6 or 7. Yeah, I don't see much more to change with that. So overall, I would go B+ on that.
Yeah, I'd probably go B because it would be my grade. Yeah. Tabo?
Probably go B as well. I'm a big fan of Evan Ingram's game, but that dude is just injury prone. Or else I would probably switch him with Austin Hooper. But I guess he can stay. Yeah, Gronk's got to go down. I mean, I will admit that the best three tight ends are Kittle, Kelce, and Ertz. You can't argue that. But also, I don't think Ertz is a 95. So it's like, I wonder, like, if you were to just swap them out, I wouldn't feel good about Ertz at a 95.
Well, so you don't have to swap them. Just keep Ertz at a 90 and just drop.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the perspective of like, oh, Rob's, like, Gronk's going to come back this season and automatically get a 95 just because of he had such a dominant career. But yeah, Ertz needs to be number 3.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, is like not even a plane at all. Like he's a year off of football. And I don't see how he can come in and be a 95. Cornerbacks. Tabo, you had some issues with the cornerback list, so I want to get your thoughts. But number 10, you have Patrick Peterson at an 88. Number 9, you have Darius Slay at an 88. Number 8, you have Byron Jones at an 88. Number 7, you have Casey Hayward Jr. at an 89. Number 6, you have Marion Humphrey at an 89. Number 5, you have Tre'Davious White at a 90. Number 4, you have Jaire Alexander at a 90. Number 3, you have Richard Sherman at a 92. Number 2, you have Jalen Ramsey at 94. And number 1, you have Stephon Gilmore at a 99. So, Tabo, you had a bone to pick with this list. So let's hear your thoughts first, and then we'll get to Alex.
Well, yeah, it wasn't like big. I just, you know, I've been a fan of Darius Slay for a while, and having him come to the Eagles, that just, you know, makes me love him even more. I honestly don't know much of Byron Jones, so I'm like, you know what, let's move him up. Casey Hayward Jr., great athlete, but I would say, like, comparing his career to Slay, that's why I was like, you know, he needs to be at least a 6 or a 7. I would say with this list, Gilmore could be 1, but not a 99. I'm not big fan of that. I don't know who would be a 99 if a corner were to be a 99, but I would have him lowered. A lot of people on Twitter were talking about, where's Derwin James? I'm also wondering where Derwin James is. Jamal Adams is also not on here. But that's, well, those are my biggest Derwin things. James is
a safety. Yeah, those are safeties.
Oh, yeah, these are just cornerbacks.
Yeah, this is just cornerbacks.
They have a safeties list. It's out there.
Yeah, I think, yeah, there's the safeties list, but these are cornerbacks.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's probably my thing. I'd probably move Slay up a couple spots for, like, respect to the career, and then Gilmore can stay 1, but I don't see him as a 99. That's about it. Patrick Peterson, man, what a great dude. It sucks to see him kind of start sliding down.
Yeah, I mean, he's just getting old.
Yeah.
I think this list is pretty good with the exception of one thing. Well, kind of two things. I would probably swap Tre'Davious White and Richard Sherman.
Absolutely.
I think Richard Sherman should be 5th, and I think Tre'Davious White should be 3, and I would say Tre'Davious White should be probably like a 94, 93. I think Tre'Davious White is far too low. Tre'Davious White is a top 3, sometimes top 2 cornerback in the NFL.
He's
the only one who's consistently better than Tre'Davious White is Stephon Gilmore. So I think Tre'Davious White is far too low. I would bump, and I think Richard Sherman's too high. A 92 for Richard Sherman is
bad right now.
I think it should be.
Yeah, he could be like an, or even like an 89. I maybe you just respect 90. Him. If you have to give the respect, then you just give him the 90.
Yeah.
But like either way, I mean 89, 90, whatever. Like,
yeah.
But so not those being are my number 3 gripes. Is not accurate at all.
Those are my 2 gripes with this list. Other than that, I think it's fairly accurate.
Yeah.
I'll hear Tabo's argument that Darius Slay maybe should be an 89 and bump him up to kind of the 6
well,
or
yeah,
7
range.
Well,
here's the thing. When you even look at like 6 through 9, like it's all kind of like...
They're all about the same.
They're all separated by 1 point.
Yeah, they're all meshed together. And it's so it's just like you could really just toss those guys in wherever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's the top 5 where, again, just Tre'Davious White's ranking is the only one that I have issue with.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Pass rusher list, our final list. We'll get to the top 10. So you got number 10, you have Chris Jones from the Chiefs with a 92. You have Myles Garrett at number 9 with a 93. Calais Campbell at number 8 with a 95. Number 7, Chandler Jones with a 95. Number 6, you have Cameron Jordan with a 96. Number 5, you have Fletcher Cox with a 96. Number 4, you have Von Miller with a 97. Number 3, you have Khalil Mack with a 97. Number 2, you have J.J. Watt with a 98. And number 1, you have Aaron Donald back-to-back years at a number 99. My issue with this is probably Chandler Jones is too low. I mean, he had a ridiculous amount of sacks this last year. So if you're talking about pass rushers, Chandler Jones, after leading the NFL, I think, in sacks at number 7 at a 95, I'd bump him up probably to, you know, more than 96, 97 range. Top 5 for sure, Chandler Jones. I don't see how Fletcher Cox and Cam Jordan can be ahead of Chandler Jones. Aaron Donald, J.J. Watt, Khalil Mack, and Von Miller. It's hard to argue that Chandler Jones is better than those 4.
Yeah.
But certainly I think Chandler Jones should be top 5. And that's really my only issue. Maybe Myles
Garrett.
Do you think
Myles Garrett's a little low?
Myles Garrett might be a little low. He should probably be more in the 94, 95 range. But again, like all these guys are...
I mean, yeah, you look at all these ratings.
They're
like
all
90s. They're all 92 and above.
You'll have no time to throw the ball.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't. Cam Jordan might be a little high at 96. Fletcher Cox is probably a little high at 96. And then Chandler Jones and Myles Garrett are probably a little bit low. Other than that, I don't have any issue.
Yeah. I think if you were to like just fix this up, I'm okay with I like Chandler Jones at 5. Give him to like a 96, 97. I could put him at 97 is fine. And then Cam Jordan and Fletcher Cox, knock those guys to like 95s. I think you should put Myles Garrett I think Myles Garrett can jump to 7. And then I think you can keep Cam Jordan at 6. And then Fletcher Cox will drop to 8. And then it would just go Calais Campbell's and Chris Jones.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of how I'd fix that up. But anyway.
I'd give it a B.
Yeah, B is probably
pretty,
about
it. Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's hard to mess up a list with like Von Miller and J.J. Watt.
I mean, yeah,
and
any of these dudes are ballers. Like, they're all big time pass rushers. Like, yeah. They're all clearly, because they're all ranked 90s and above.
Yeah. Tabo?
I'd say this list is pretty good. It's crazy to see that like neither of the Boses are on here. Like, there's no room for them.
Yeah, the Bosas and then also T.J. Watt is interesting. But again, like, the pass rushers in the NFL is such a loaded position.
Yeah, like, it's too hard.
Like, I think all the two Bosa brothers and T.J. Watt should probably both be above 90. But again, you have to be at least a 92 to even crack the top 10 in this list, which is really says something about the pass rushers in the NFL.
Yeah. I would say, yeah, bump up Chandler Jones a little bit. And also, I don't think Von Miller had that great of a season, so I could probably bump him down a couple of points, probably like a 94, 95.
Oh, I wouldn't drop him that far if you drop him at all.
I would have to look at his stats again, but he was no headlines for Von Miller last year.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a bad year for the Broncos in general.
Yeah, I still keep him at 97 because that's just his...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's Von Miller.
Yeah,
I mean,
he speaks for himself on that one. Like, it's kind of hard to argue that.
What would be your grade, Topo?
Yeah, I'll give it a just flat B.
Yeah, solid. I mean, decent list. State your case. Which is better, NBA 2K or Madden? So we just broke down all the ratings. Let's discuss. Let's compare Madden 21 and NBA 2K, or just Madden and 2K.
Well,
Alex,
I can tell you right now, there's one at the top, and then one down here, and 2K ranks
supreme. This is the power of opinion. You ready for this, Hunter?
You're saying 2K is better than Madden?
Without a doubt. There's no argument. There's no argument to be made. Well, when was the last time you played Madden?
2 days ago.
That's great. When was the last time you played Madden that you didn't want to throw the controller through the TV because of the crapshoot that it is?
A couple days ago.
Thank you.
When was the last time I didn't? That's what you're saying.
So then, okay. When was the last time you did? Like that you were so angry.
I've never been more frustrated with Madden than I am with 2K. 2K sucks. 2K sucks.
I don't even want to hear this.
Let's talk about the just first of all, like, the user, like, playability of the game. Like, it's so much easier and more fluid in Madden than it is in 2K.
I guess you could say that, sure, but here's the deal, man. When I'm playing games and I get decked and I fumble the ball, right?
Well,
picks it up.
Hold RB and so you won't fumble. Brace against the big hitter, dog.
Trust me.
I've maybe fumbled
Tabo,
like twice.
Look at Tabo's witnessed the heartache that I have.
Madden has hurt him like on a very personal
it's
level.
Atrocious.
Okay, but 2K sucks, dude. Like the 2K.
Okay, I could be Derrick Henry and I start stumbling through the line. Guess what? Lyman bumps into me. The ball, not only would it just fumble, the
what
freaking
Madden
game.
What are you playing?
The
Madden 20?
Yeah, yeah, 20.
Because I play Madden 20 like every other day, and
listen,
I've maybe fumbled it like twice.
Listen, it's bad.
Right. Madden chooses its players.
Yeah. They do not like me, okay? I'm serious. You meet Derrick Henry going up the middle. You start to stumble, get that little trip going. His lineman that's blocking for him kind of bumps into him. The ball doesn't only come loose. It launches 15 yards that way. Makes
See, I've
zero
never
sense.
Had that happen.
Oh, so many times. So
but
many 2K times.
Is like the game features in 2K are atrocious. Like the my player or whatever. Like when you try to go
don't,
through
hey,
like
whoa,
the
don't
career
you
with the player.
My player, dude. That's tight. It's tight.
You like start in China and then you have to like go through the G League and all that BS. Like with Madden, you get to like play in the college football playoff and then you get drafted and you're freaking balling in the NFL.
Listen.
I don't have to go through literally
hours. I love the idea.
Literally, when was the last time that some dude gets cut by the G League team and then like a week later gets picked up by an NBA team and then he's starting?
No one's ever done that.
And
like
be like,
me.
Oh, so look at him. He earned a contract. And then like 2 years ago when it was like the NBA scouts pick you up at a freaking like NBA blacktop like street game.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
That's true. It's just a big.
Why just give us a regular game mode? Because they're playing into people's fantasy.
Like, that's a fun idea.
No one's fantasy is to play in China in the G League.
No, but if you're talking about like people playing the blacktop, how sick would that be? You got scouts be like, "Yo, this dude's actually lit." You know what'd be sicker?
Is if they dropped you in a college. NCAA.
I agree with that. And you're in the elite 100%.
And it's you're picked from eight teams, and you're in the elite eight, and then you get drafted in the NBA.
I love that idea.
No one's fantasy is to be like, "Oh, I can't wait to freaking go play for the Fort Wayne Mad Ants."
Listen, that's fine. I'm with you on that. But if I swear on my life, okay, if I am Russell Wilson and I'm backing up and Tyler Lockett's 20 yards down the field going a crossing route, and I try to just get it to him. I swear to God, if I see a linebacker jump 15 feet in the air to pick it, you know what I'm talking about.
See, you're playing a whack.
Linebackers do not have hops like that. Tabo, back me up. Please have mercy on my soul.
You're experiencing like a half a percent of what people who play Madden experience. 2K is trash.
It only takes half a percent.
I have to turn the freaking like sliders up to like 80 to even start making threes in NBA 2K.
Gotta grind, bro. It's fun that way.
But you have to time. If you're a third of a second off on the three, you'll brick it every time.
Listen, man. You just got to get better.
I'll have Kyle Korver open in the corner, and I'm like an eighth of a second late on the release, and he breaks every time.
Yes, I 100% agree that there's like nonsense. Because you're leaving that kind of crap like just up to chance.
Yeah.
Because I don't like that aspect. I'm wide open in the corner. I have to like.
An
I have
NBA
to nail
player
it to,
knocks that down like nine on. Times out of ten I, if they're wide
agreed.
Open like that.
And so it shouldn't be matter
like,
how
sure,
much
if it's
you're
Dwight
off.
Howard, then the
well, then why are you pulling threes? Yeah. No, listen, I agree with you on that. There are things, but for me, Madden is so much better. And I hope this Madden can redeem me as a fan. But this last year,
I love Madden 20.
Bro, it pooped on me. All right,
I freaking ankles
flushed
left
me
and right
down the toilet.
On freaking Madden 20.
It doesn't
NBA 2K sucks. And I wish 2K was fun. I want so badly for 2K to be fun, but it sucks. I hate playing 2K. I legit tried like a few days ago. Like last week,
darkness,
I put
actually.
In 2K. I was like, I'm going to try playing. I played like a quarter and a half, and the score was like 12-8. And I was just like, this sucks. Like, you'll get a foul call every time.
I can get that.
Like, the dude is dribbling the ball like 5 feet away from his body, like just leaving the ball out there. And you go to like swipe for a steal, and it's just a reach and foul every time.
Yeah, no, I hate that. I don't like that either. Where he just like tackles the guy. Like, what are you doing? Ain't nobody doing that.
2K sucks.
2K's Madden 20 sucks.
No, Madden is elite.
Madden is elite. I'm really hoping they can bring your boy back. I hope they can just kind of like, you know, loop me in. Be like, here you come back.
Give you a fair chance.
Because bro, they had it was out to get me. I had no shot. And there was just crazy things, man. Crazy. Just like, it just be make no sense. And I would just sit there and be, you know what I mean? Like, I would almost throw up by it. And then Taba has no other choice but to laugh because he knows how bad it is.
It was like overnight. Like, we had competitive games.
Yep. And then Madden was like, you know what? No more.
You don't win anymore.
You're not allowed anymore to have fun and be happy. To smile. No more of that.
Madden is much better than 2K.
Not right now.
Much better.
Nope.
Make a list. MLB starts tomorrow. We're not going to get into a whole big MLB preview or anything.
Yeah. No. not prepared for that.
Yeah. But we're going to count down our top three teams with the best shot at winning the World Series. Kay. I want to do this in a unique way.
Mm.
Where you can't pick a team that someone else has picked.
Oh, interesting.
So we'll each have three different teams, and at the end of the MLB season, if a team wins the World Series that was on your list, the other two will, like, well, I don't know about B-dubs, because B-dubs is kind of not great.
It's just hard.
Not
hires.
Good anymore.
Hires.
We'll go to hires after we record a podcast, and the other two will pick up the tab for the whoever the winner is. So we'll start it off. Alex, how do I want to do this? I guess it doesn't.
Yeah, give it to me. That's fine. Yeah.
We'll start with you, Alex.
So I pick my number one. This is like my number one.
Number three? Or
you're number one.
My number one.
And then we'll go to me, my number one, and then Tabo's number one.
Hey, man.
And then Tabo's number two.
I like
two.
That. No, you're
your
rotation
back-to-back.
Guy.
You get back to back.
All right.
You get back to back.
That is true.
But
snake
like,
it up.
I feel like we should.
Nope. All have at least two of the same teams.
No. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like when you went real close like that. No, I don't like that.
Okay, anyway.
Knock that off.
Anyway.
Okay, you're number one.
Numero uno. The LA Dodgers is who I am taking.
Wow, really, really fun.
Yeah, well, Mookie Betts, there forever. So
Mookie's got your bet.
Mookie's got my bet. Yeah.
Okay, Dodgers off the board. That was gonna be my number one. I guess I will go with the Yankees.
Yeah, it's a smart choice.
Just because I think they have the best odds right now. But it's like, if they win, I'd hate it, but they'll be my number one choice. Tabo.
Right.
So now you get number one. Now you get your first choice, and then you get your second.
Yeah, it all doesn't matter anymore. So quick question.
Hey, it's not like the Nationals wouldn't have been one of the first two off the board this last year.
Yeah. I guess that is good with baseball. Like, not too long ago, you had...
Baseball's a little more... There's more parity in baseball. It's not like the NFL, where it's just like the Chiefs and the 49ers just went off the board.
Yeah. Real quickly, with all the Astros restrictions, are they...
They can go to the playoffs.
They can still do stuff?
Yes. Are you going with the Astros?
Yeah, I'll go with the Astros.
Okay. So that's your first pick?
Yeah.
Even though they can't cheat anymore. You still think they're going to be good?
Look at their lineup, dude. That's a problem.
I don't know how good their lineup is because they've been cheating.
Yeah, freaking hell.
How do I know if Jose Altuve isn't good considering he's wearing a buzzer?
Because they have people with batting titles and MVPs.
With the use of a trash can and a buzzer. Now I want to see how well they do without those two things.
We'll see.
Your number two.
My number two will be the Nationals.
Oh, you,
bro,
SOB.
You son of a... Yeah, well, I guess I should have known. I should have known Hunter was going to take it.
It's hard to repeat, but I feel like they've stuck together pretty well, right?
Now my choices are starting to dwindle.
Right, their roster is still pretty intact, Hunter.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just clarification, please.
Minus Anthony Rendon.
It's all good.
I mean, he was the World Series. No, he wasn't. I think he should have been the World Series MVP. But Strasburg was MVP. Dang it, Tabo.
Don't you hate? Hey, look at me, Hunter. Don't do it. I know. I can tell you're.
My number two is going to be the Braves.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Braves.
Far dropped to number two.
Okay.
Okay. Alex, you're number two. Where are you going to go, Braves?
Yeah, I was. Now I don't know. All right, number two.
Pick the Marlins.
You know what? I'm gonna go with the Tampa Bay Rays.
Come out of
left field. Literally, we're gonna just try to see if we can swing.
I mean, the Rays were very good.
Yeah, no, we got
Rays
this.
Are very
no.
Good.
My boys got this. All right, my boys got this. Gosh, man, I don't even know now.
You should put money on the Rays because I think they're like 31-1 odds. Just put a cool $20 on the Rays.
My third is going to be the Milwaukee Brewers.
That's a good pick.
So that's going to be my three are the Dodgers, the
Rays,
the
Brewers pick.
And the Brewers. Those are my three homies.
My number three. Oh man. What are the Brewers' odds?
I don't know.
Brewers are 40-1. What kind of list am I looking at?
Not the right one.
Really? Vegas.com has the Brewers at 40-1 odds.
Interesting.
Same as the White Sox.
Go White Sox then.
So
take the White Sox.
Maybe that's not a good pick.
You should probably take the White Sox.
I'm gonna go crazy. I'm going with the Twins. I'm going Twins at number three.
All right.
Just something crazy.
Why not, dude? I mean, I could have picked the Mariners too, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean,
if the Mariners freaking hold up.
I mean,
up.
The Twins are 25
to 1.
The
Mariners decided
Twins
to just
better,
pop
Twins
off.
Have better odds than Rays or Brewers.
What are the Mariners' odds? I just want to know. I just want to know that number.
Let me scroll to the bottom.
Yep.
500-1.
Good night.
The worst is the Orioles, Tigers, and Marlins all have 1,000-1. So just go put like $5 on the Tigers, and if they win the World Series, $5,000.
Don't tempt me, bro.
I mean, it's not going to happen. But it is a 60-game season. Like, anything can happen. Right. Tabo, your third and final pick.
Oh, man. I was thinking of my boys because they're always like right outside of a 101 season, but I'm like,
bro, are you talking about the A's?
The yeah. A's aren't. No, I mean, do it. No, do it.
High
hey,
90s.
Do it because I'm not trying to buy you hires. Do it.
Well, I mean, he still has the Astros and the Nationals.
You ain't down.
He literally has the two teams that were in the World Series.
That's right. You ain't down, though. Yeah, one cheated.
Who was it? Was it, I keep forgetting, from the Dodgers, who left? Was it Bellinger or Peterson? They traded Jock Peterson, right?
Yes, they have Bellinger.
Where did they trade him to? Was it the
Did
Angels?
They even? I think it was initially the Angels. I actually don't even know. They might have kept him.
Because he's a
I think they kept. I think they still have him, honestly. Yeah.
I know something happened to him.
No, he's on the Dodgers still.
Really?
Yeah. I think they had a trade to the Angels and then it, like, fell through.
Can't have him. That's my boys.
Were you going to try to go to the Angels? Angels is a dark horse, honestly. Their pitching staff is bad, though. But they have, but Pujols, Rendon,
Trout. I'd rather you take the A's. The Angels, if that's what you're going to do.
I mean, the A's are probably a safer bet. Let me look at the odds.
A's have been better than the Angels the last few years.
Angels have better odds.
Right, that's why I'm saying to do so.
Why would you want me to have better odds?
Yes. They have the same odds.
Because I don't like the Angels.
Angels and A's have the same odds.
It's just like, I feel
there's better teams, though, than the A's and the Angels.
Hey, get out of your own head, please.
All right, so we already took the Twins and the Rays?
Yes. Let me just throw out a bunch of teams, Tabo.
I see Cardinals up here. I'm not a big Reds fan, but I guess they're pretty good.
Cardinals, Phillies, Mets.
Dude, go Phillies, bro.
This could be the year that the freaking Mets do it, just because they have such a good pitching staff.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go City of Brotherly Love. We'll go Phillies.
There you go. Phillies win it. I like that.
I'd rather the
Hires
Yankees
for
win
me.
Ah, your freaking Dodgers pick, man.
But the thing is, like, is Mookie Betts the final piece, and if he's not, then they're just not supposed to win.
The thing about the Dodgers, though, is that David Price is not playing.
I ain't worried.
That's true because freaking also Clayton Kershaw's been screwing up in the playoffs. Yeah. Last
I ain't
couple
worried.
Years.
I like how you guys let me go first because like he ain't gonna pick the Dodgers, dude.
Hunter?
He doesn't know baseball enough. Him. I know what he did.
He knows that you know.
No,
how to
I literally
work your
just
phone.
Looked at you and I was like, there you go.
Well,
dang it.
Anyone
I wanted
went
the
first
Dodgers real bad.
Dodgers.
Yeah. Well, I wanted the Braves, so
this is gonna be the Yankees are gonna win it though, and I'm gonna be miserable. But I'll at least I'll get a hamburger out of it.
The Yankees can't get around the Astros.
No, hey, you're okay. Well, I mean the cheating Astros.
Yeah, the thing is, we generally don't know how good the Astros, like, really are.
If the Astros go and just smoke it, right, and just do it again?
Like, I have no doubt they're good, but, like, are the championship good without?
Very good.
Are they championship good?
Here's the thing, if they do drop, right, that doesn't hurt me because the A's are always number two to them. So then that means we'd get to win the division, and that would be real nice.
Well, then you should have picked the A's as a backup. You got Phillies, Nationals, and Astros.
I felt like taking two people in the same division kind of hurts my odds because they'd have to get past one another.
I mean, but it also helps because then if one doesn't win, then at least you have the other.
Right.
There's give and take. Yeah, I mean, I have Yankees, Braves, Twins, which none of them are in the same division. I'm liking my Twins pick, not going to lie. Anything else? Any news, notes, or thoughts you guys want to get off your chests?
No, I just need sports back, man.
NBA is back. I watched NBA games all afternoon. I'm going to watch NBA games all tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I was doing it at work.
It's great.
That's all I was doing.
MLB games
tomorrow.
I went
and I subscribed to NBA TV so I could get some
watching. Did you buy the League Pass thing?
Yep.
Same. Yeah.
Sure did.
Did you and the boys go in on it?
No, I paid the six something a month by myself.
Oh, you're doing it by month. I just did like $50 for like
oh,
the
yeah,
whole
no, I just
season.
Did a
I'm like $50 isn't like a ton to get every game.
Yeah, no, it's true.
So,
I am still confused with like what's going on with the NFL. How they keep going back and forth between whether they're going to have fans or not.
So some are going to have fans. I think it obviously depends on like state. None of them are going to operate at full capacity, but some are planning on operating at like partial capacity. Which is the same, I think, with college football. Like, obviously, like, schools in California aren't going to have fans, but, you know, schools in Texas or in Alabama or Mississippi are probably still going to have fans.
Florida, definitely.
Yeah, because it's like they don't care. You just have to look at a map and which state votes blue and which state votes red, and then you'll know who's going to allow fans and who's not. Like, that's the easiest way. Like, there's Pac-12 schools. Utah might be the only one that would allow fans. Maybe Arizona's. But, like, none of the California, Oregon, or Washington, like, schools are.
Yeah, I wonder how much of it's going to depend on, like, a stadium location.
Well, yeah.
You know,
so
like,
state,
how much is it going to pull?
Like, state, and then within that, like, county, and then within that city.
Well, I get that, but I'm talking, like, just, like, actual, like, geographical location. Like, if it's, like, mesh, like, still, like, let's think about the Seattle stadium.
Yeah.
That thing is packed. Like, everything around it's so close.
Yeah.
So, like, you
but
just have
the,
so many
people. But if the Washington governor just says no gatherings over 100 people, then, you know, Washington State, even though they're not in Seattle, isn't going to be able to play. You know, if the California governor says, you know, no groups of more than 1,000, that goes for both USC and Fresno State.
Right.
So, well, whereas here in the state of Utah, you could have the governor say, you know, we can have the state rule is, you know, 10,000. But then in Salt Lake County, you have the Salt Lake County mayor that says no gatherings of 1,000. So then you have fans at BYU games, but you don't have fans at Utah games.
Right.
So it does depend on, like, location. I wouldn't necessarily say whether it's the first and foremost, it doesn't matter about, like, whether it's more urban or suburban or rural.
Right.
I think it just number one, obviously state, then county, and then city. So, but if there's nothing else, we'll bid everyone farewell. That's been the Off-Field Generals podcast. Thanks for listening. Whatever all these other podcasters say to do for their podcast, go ahead, do it for ours. Like, subscribe, leave a review, whatever you want to do. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. You've been listening to the Off-Field Generals podcast. Peace.